Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to this notion which people often say and ascribe to the Quran. They ascribe this interpretation to the Quran, and that is that all mankind shall be made to pass over hell on a very thin strand. All mankind will walk on that thin strand, and the sinners shall fall into hell, and the good and the people who are pious, they shall safely walk over that strand or that small or very, very thin bridge, and they'll pass over hell, and the Almighty will then take them to paradise. This is what is generally said, and not only it's on the basis of narratives, certain narratives, but also on the basis of the Quran. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, the verse which is often brought into discussion to adduce this conclusion is in Surah Maryam, and the words are, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُوهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًا, which if translated the way it is generally translated, would mean that there is not one among you who shall not pass through it, which means through hell, or over hell as they would modify it. Such is the absolute decree of your Lord. So the concept is that all mankind will be made to pass over hell on a very, very thin and a sharp strand in the form of a bridge. The evil doers which shall fall into hell, because the strand will be stretched over hell, and the good people or the pious people, they shall safely and securely cross that very, very thin bridge and then end up in paradise. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this verse actually is not addressing all mankind as is generally understood. If we study the context of Surah Maryam, we know that the idolaters among the Arabian people are addressed, and they are told that their fate lies in hell. So prior to these verses, their fate was being discussed in an indirect way. And here in these verses, they are directly addressed and told that they shall enter hell. And this is something which is a very, very firm decree of God. So if we study the context, we'll find that this particular verse in Minkum illa Wariduha does not address the whole mankind. It addresses the idolaters of the Quraysh and tells them that you shall enter paradise. So at another place, we also find another very, very, very important fact. And that is that the people of paradise, or people who shall end up in paradise, shall not even hear a sound or any sort of sound that comes out of hell. They will not hear the hissing sound of hell. They shall be kept away from it. Because, of course, if one hears a roaring or seething or hissing of hell, this is something of a torment for the people of paradise. So it is said in Surah Anbiya at another place that people who shall end up in paradise shall be kept far away from hell. They will not even hear its sound. And the words in Surah Anbiya are, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا, and which says, but to those whom we have long since shown our favor shall be far removed from hell. They shall be kept away from hell. They shall not even hear its sound, its seething, its roaring. So, of course, this verse is very categorical. It very, very explicitly says that the people of paradise shall not even hear the roaring and seething of hell, what to speak of passing over it. So, as I said, that this passing over phenomena, this passing over conclusion was erroneously made because of a wrong interpretation of the verse of Surah Maryam, which says that all mankind shall pass over hell. And the form of this passing over would be that they shall be made to walk over hell. So, as I said, that original verse itself was not addressing the whole of mankind. That original verse was addressing the idolaters of the Quraysh and telling them that their fate is in paradise, is in hell. And as I said, the other verse actually seals the fate of the whole discussion when it says that the people who shall end up in paradise shall not even hear what the seething and roaring of hell, and they shall be kept away from it. So if this is the case, then how can it be imagined that such people shall be made to walk over hell? Because we know that if they walk over hell, of course they will see it. And how can it be then said that they shall be kept away from hell if they're going to walk over hell? So none of these aspects stands in the correct analogy. And we should know that the Quran is very explicit that people of paradise, the dwellers of paradise, shall be kept far away from hell. And this is absolutely erroneous to believe that all mankind, or even the good people, the pious people, they shall be made to pass over hell. Now, here perhaps one thing which could have been another cause of this misinterpretation was that the original verse of Surah Maryam has some other words as well which can lead to this interpretation if the total context is not kept in consideration. The words of Surah Maryam, which I originally cited, are, of course, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُوهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. And then the words are, سُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا which means that then we shall salvage and we shall give salvation to those who are pious, who are the people of taqwa, who are people who are God conscious. So, of course, this would mean that all, as the whole flow of the verse would go to them, it would mean that all mankind will be made to pass over hell. The evildoers will fall down into hell, and summa najil lazina taqaw. Then the Almighty says that then I will give salvation, then I will give protection to people who are ahle taqwa, who are people who are pious. This again is arisen because the word summa is here is meant to is taken in a specific meaning. However, here it of course means that once the Almighty has punished the evildoers by consigning them to hell, he will then turn his attention to the good people, to the pious people, and then he shall give them salvation. He shall protect them from all the anxieties. He shall remove the anxieties which would be in their mind, of course, before they end up in their final place in paradise. This is very obvious that a believer would, before he enters paradise, he'll be having some apprehension, some sort of anxiety still in him before he enters his ultimate destination. So the verse actually is saying that the Almighty would deliver all these anxieties from that person. He would extract all these anxieties from his mind and make him peaceful, and ultimately, of course, make him enter paradise. So in a nutshell, we need to understand that this notion that all mankind shall pass over hell, and the evildoers will fall down into it, and the good ones or the pious ones shall pass over it, is something which is alien to the Quran, is against the Quran. The verse itself, which says so, or apparently says so, is not interpreted in the proper context. It has a specific connotation. It addresses not the whole of mankind. It addresses only the idolaters of the Quraysh. And moreover, at another place in the Quran, as I pointed out earlier, the words are very explicit that people who shall end up in paradise, they shall be kept far away from hell. They will not even hear any sound of hell, let alone passing over it. So this has to be kept in consideration, and therefore we can safely say that people who shall enter paradise, they shall certainly not be made to pass over hell. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.